If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
We see in the news today that Potbelly, the Chicago-based chain of sandwich shops, is considering whether to close 100 locations, or about 23% of their total. Steak and Shake, which got its start in downstate Normal in 1934, is closing 57 of their restaurants, 10% of the total. They're not saying which specific restaurants are closing, although it lists 51 as company operated, with another six operating as franchises. Manager at the Steak and Shake on South Halstead in the University Village neighborhood said there were no plans to close that restaurant. We've been talking to Chicago restaurant owners, including small mom and pop business owners, too, like our great hot dog stands, as we call them, that are so unique to every Chicago neighborhood. And Josh Kaplan of Josh's Hot Dogs in Northbrook, we're worried about folks like you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Bob. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
I know that you are in touch with other folks who are in your business. What are you hearing from everybody?
Well, you know, I hear mixed emotions from a lot of people. A lot of people out there right now, they like to read and relay. And, you know, I had a couple goals when this all started, Bob, and those goals were, one, keep my lights on, two, try to be able to pay my employees and send them home with paychecks.
Right.
And, you know, I think the most important thing right now for restaurants and a lot of businesses is, you know, don't look to prosper, look to survive through this all.
Of course.
And yeah.
And for you, I mean, this has been your life because your dad was in the business, wasn't he?
Correct. Yeah, my dad was with Vienna Beef for roughly 30 years, Bob. And yeah, I grew up on my dad's truck delivering to places like my own.
Yeah, I mean, these are great stories. As I've said many times, you talk to somebody like Josh up in Northbrook and you get a neighborhood history. You talk to other owners of these hot dog joints, as we affectionately call them, and you'll get the history of that neighborhood. And, you know, Josh is one of those people who knows the customers, they know him, you're really part of the community, a fabric of the city, in your case Northbrook, and that's why we feel for you. And I know that you're doing curbside carry out, but how much of the business can you make up with that, Josh?
It's really the only form of business we're doing right now, Bob. There's a very, very select few customers that actually want to come into the restaurant to pick up their food, and I think that's pretty universal when I speak of that. You have to wear a mask when you come into the restaurant, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't always prepared, so I think the majority of the business is curbside right now, which is why I'm about to introduce Josh's Curbside Club.
Hey, there you go. How does that work?
it's really simple. It's just more of a gimmick, but to make people feel like they're involved and they're part of the family here at Josh's. For every time they call for a curbside pickup, now they're going to get a little sign, you know, that says Josh's Curbside Pickup, and their name is going to be on that sign, written in black markers. So every time they pull up to the window, they're going to flash that in the windshield. What that also does, Bob, is it frees up one of our phone lines. Mm-hmm. So we don't want. I try to avoid having people pull up to the door and call the restaurant to let us know they're sitting outside when we could get, you know, we could run outside and see them before they tie up a phone line.
Yeah, I get it. Well, you know what, and that reminds me of one of the reasons why I remember in Albany Park when McDonald's first came to Lawrence Avenue and we were hanging out at Maury's Hot Dogs, and we didn't go to McDonald's because it was very impersonal. You know, Maury knew our names, he knew what our order was, he knew about our life, and that's what you guys do so well. So this is kind of in keeping with that tradition. But most of the people like you we've talked to say that part of the business that you can do now maybe makes up 20 or 30% of what you need. Is that about right?
That is very accurate. Very accurate, yes.
All right, so today, let's see, you got the Burger Bomber special today, right?
We have the Burger Bomber special today, but everything's special every day. You know, I'm going to be out running around today, Bob. I'm in Waukegan feeding the Roberti House for kids, and we're feeding some recovery homes up in Waukegan. We have some meals we're dropping off to some hospitals as well, some first responders. So I'm kind of all over the place. I like to do those drops myself.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are just so nice to the community. A few weeks ago, we talked to our pal Chris from Poochie's in Skokie. He was feeding the Skokie Police Department. I mean, this is something that's just part of what you do every day, pandemic or no pandemic, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's who we are. It's not just who we are as a business in the community. It's who we are as people in the community. You know, No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, there are so many of these classic Chicago-style eateries around, and we're just hoping when we get through all this that folks like you can survive. I mean, the numbers are scary when you hear about it. We were talking to Sam Toya, the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, and they're throwing out numbers like, you know, 1,500 Chicago-area restaurants may not be able to reopen again. You know, how do you wake up in the morning and handle it, Josh?
I have to stay positive. Like I said at the start of this, I try to stay away from all the negativity. You know, it's really easy to buy into what other people say and what other people's predictions are right now. And I'm just trying to walk the line and do what I can do for my business, my staff, my family, and stay positive and try to go outside the box and reinvent. I mean, nobody could have ever predicted this, Bob. And this is more like a recon. You know, you have to reconcept right now. You have to reconcept. You have to restructure and retrain, and be positive about what you're doing every day. I mean, I can't listen to what I'm hearing out there every day, or else it'll bring everybody down.
Yep, absolutely. Words for all of us to live by. Well, I know one thing for sure. Listen to me. It's a great hot dog, and also love the ribs at Josh's on Sanders Road in Northbrook. All right, hang in there, Josh. Keep banging away.
Bob, you're the man. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it. We'll see you in the store soon.
Absolutely. All right, be well.